This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, broadcasting on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out. Our website is the number 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Oh, we're pretty good. It's fine. The weather broke down here. It feels like spring. Been feeling more like the end of fall. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Me and the ex-wife had their usual Saturday evening arguments.
Yeah, you could stop right there because we don't give a damn.
I know you don't, but I mean, you gotta admit she did provide us with hours of entertainment and me years of misery. Anyways, we want to do a special shout-out to our favorite fans, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Departments, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. Also, our favorite teacher, Miss Crabtree, who is in out of town tonight as her littlest youngster, graduated from college, Bravo Zulu. And anyways, Ms. Crabtree just texted me something, and not suitable for broadcast at this time. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, tonight we have no names to read off. However, New York City is going through some protests. Some officers were injured in the line of duty. Be safe, one and all. Speaking of New York, we're going to spend a lot of time about what's happening in the subway up there. Last Sunday, April 30th, 2023, nobody knew or cared about one Jordan Neely. Then, on Monday, May 1st, 2023, approximately 2:30 in the afternoon, Mr. Neely boarded an F train in Lower Manhattan, and then he started yelling in the car he was on that he had nothing to eat or drink. It did not care if he went to jail or not. And then, as far as we could tell, that he was acting in a very belligerent, threatening, crazy manner. He was an emotionally disturbed person. So anyways, enter one Daniel Penny, veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and two other passengers attempted to restrain Jordan Neely. As Penny had Neely in a restraining hold, not a chokehold, he asked other passengers with their cell phones, recording obviously, to call 911. Medics eventually arrived on the scene, and Neely was pronounced dead. And unlike 99% of all Americans, Mr. Penny did something. Because I've been saying for forever and a day now, our subways, our mass transit systems is under siege. So anyways, you got a black man died at the hands of a white man, and here comes all the street garbage. Here comes the rabble rousers. And anyways, Neely was a crazy homeless man. Apparently, he was a Michael Jackson impersonator and used to hustle in the trains, in the stations, in the street, so on and so forth. But now, the dumpster fire media is spinning it as Marine kills Michael Jackson impersonator. I'm not making this up, folks. Joy Reid, who looks like George Floyd with a weave, had the Reverend Al Sharpton and some homeless rights advocate on her show early this week to talk about Mr. Neely. And you thought this guy, this kid, Mr. Penny, murdered a civil rights icon in cold blood. They're talking about this guy like he was something special. Anyways, enter the dumb politicians. Of course, said this was a murder. This was a murder. This guy didn't have to do what he did. Jordan Neely was just minding his own business. He's a street performer. He's a Michael Jackson impersonator. And then the family of one Jordan Neely got involved. They hired an attorney because they see dollar signs from the Trans Authority and the City of New York and Mr. Penny. But who was Jordan Neely? He was a mentally unstable man with 42 prior arrests. And at the time of this incident, there was an active felony warrant. And people knew he was homeless. He had mental issues, yet did absolutely nothing. Now these people who don't know this mental midget want to raise holy hell to do I don't know what. They're protesting. They're literally jumping on the tracks by the third rail. Unfortunately, nobody's jumping on the active, the energized third rail. Now, another question is, why did the Neely family not hire a social worker? Why didn't they take him in? But we all know what the answer to that is, dollar sign. But anyways, the funniest part I see is that people like Al Sharpton, AOC, the Squad, all these other politicians who say, you know, they're on the same bandwagon as Jussie Smollett a couple years ago, they don't ride the subways. Why? Because the subways and all of mass transit has gone to hell. Now, I don't have to explain to you that you rarely see white people on a public bus. That's obvious. I used to work Transit Bureau, and I love transportation and logistics and getting people and things from point A to point B. But I no longer ride the Metro here in D.C. That has also gone to hell. You got smokers, drinkers, Richard Beaters, guys waving their freak flag, people shooting, people stabbing into the system. It's just a mess, and the cops do absolutely nothing. So, anyways, you got these people who don't know Jordan Neely protesting, raising holy hell. The transit system is a mess. The cities are a mess. All night long, our buddy Stas in D.C., who delivers food for a living, is sending me a tweet after tweet after tweet of the things happened just in New York City alone. Anyways, when we get back, we'll talk about get Walter's opinion on this situation. Also, as the Jordan Neely death made international news, we forgot about the shooting in Texas. Not the one that happened today, but legal aliens shoot other people. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting warmed up.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Yeah, we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Scoop Stan and Walter Yerkew. Breaking news in Allen, Texas, 9 killed in a Texas mall, mass shooting in Texas. Society's just breaking down. Anyways, let's get back to New York. You got this homeless degenerates acting up. Person feared for their safety and the safety of others. They took action, unlike most people just took out a cell phone and posted on Instagram or what have you. And so now these people who don't know this homeless degenerate, they're raising holy hell, jumping on the tracks in the subway station with 600 volts of DC power going through that third rail. And unfortunately, nobody got electrocuted because society could do without these losers. And just all hell's breaking loose in our transit systems and their streets. Walt, what's your take on this situation with Jordan Neely?
Well, you know, like you said, it's all over the news, this thing. And, you know, nobody knows what happened in that car except the people in the car. And the videos don't show much because the videos show, you know, after this guy had him in on the floor. So, you know, we don't know what happened beforehand. It says people were moving out of the way and getting out of his way because you don't know what this guy's going to do. Anyway, your first tip is a Michael Jackson impersonator. All right. That's your first tip, that the guy was a little bit, you know, EDP-ish. And, apparently there was a friend of his, where they dug this guy up, I don't know. This guy Harper, Moses Harper, some painter or something or another, knew this fella 8-9 years ago and hasn't seen him in 8-9 years. And, where they dug this guy up to give a current evaluation on this fella is just ridiculous. But then that's CNN for you. I said his mom was murdered by her boyfriend when he was 13, and the boyfriend is now doing 30 to life. Killed his mother, stuffed her in a suitcase apparently, and dropped her off in the Bronx somewhere. But yeah, and they're blaming his homelessness or alluding to the issue of because he's his homelessness because of the death of his mom and his mental health. So, you know, if that's the case, then he should have been taken care of when he was 13, you know. So the city is up in arms. You got the governor and the mayor all bent out of shape. That charges need to be brought and such, and they expect murder charges and stuff. And again, typical, like any other case, whether this Marine veteran is guilty or not, the powers that be are jumping into the bandwagon. You know, this has nothing to do with the governor of New York. This has nothing to do with the mayor. This is up to a district attorney to press charges and what those charges may be according to the law. If most everybody from our generation remember Bernie Getz way back in 1984, 85, when he shot up the subway after he was accosted by, you know, four young black African-American men. And he took care of business. He only did, what, 8 months on Rikers Island for the gun. So, you know, wherever there's a little bit of daylight to screw anybody, and in this case, you know, a white guy, they're going to find it. And they're going to do it. The guy's trained to protect the people around him, you know, whether they're friend, fellow Marines in a foxhole or civilians on a subway platform or in a subway car. The guy was trained to protect, and that's what he was doing. So now it's going to be up to some psychologist, some psychoanalyst, and, you know, again, these people are jumping the gun like they did with Rittenhouse and like they did with Bernie Getz and, you know, and George Zimmerman. These people are jumping the gun on what to charge this guy with now. And let the process take its pace and it'll go. Stop trying to push it. Because when you push it, everybody gets the wrong idea. You know, like Rittenhouse. You know, all of a sudden the guy's crossing state lines with guns, you know, to shoot people. And what happened? You know, that wasn't true. So people are just jumping guns, you know, call them a white supremacist and all that. This is another case heading in that direction. And I hope somebody puts their foot down. But then you get, again, the district attorney is this guy, what's his name, Bragg? The one who just
Alvin Bragg, yeah.
Trump indicted. Yeah, so you never know what's going to happen with the Democrats in New York City. That's why people are moving out.
Right. Well, you and I both know what's going to happen. Bragg's going to bring in this kid up on charges, and they're going to try to prosecute him, nail him to the cross. Meanwhile, he's refusing to charge people with crimes, even though they have a record like this idiot. 42 times he's been in the system, and he's still running out, and he's got a felony warrant. But I digress. So we hope Mr. Penny is safe somewhere, because I know these people are going to dox him. They're going to dox his family. And I hope he stays safe.
What's the governor's name? Hochul?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah, Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
Kathy
Hochul. I saw her on the news the other night that, you know, they're going to be seeking justice in this case. Now, that's a poor example on what justice is. Justice is what a jury decides after all the evidence is presented. Okay, that's the justice. What she's saying is we need this guy to be found guilty. That's what pretty much black justice is. When the African American community, when something happens like that and they scream for justice, they want the guy found guilty.
Right.
And that's not justice. Justice is what a jury decides. That's why they both start, you know, jury, justice, you know, judge. They both start with J's and U's. That's what our system is based on. If you're going to start convicting people of crimes that weren't crimes, that's not justice, man. That's you know, and this is coming from a governor, one of 50 people in the United States that have that position. And, you know, it's so stupid. But then again, you know, New York doesn't have anybody but to blame itself because they voted these idiots in.
Right. Right. And you know,
they caused more,
don't look
they
at
caused
us,
more,
folks.
More riffraff than CNN's baloney. You know, he was a nice guy. He was referred to as an entertainer. New York City lost an entertainer. Listen,
right.
You know. All you got to do is be black and have Jerry curls, and you can impersonate Michael Jackson. It's not a craft.
Right.
It's not a craft.
Well, you bring up a very...
If he does so good at impersonating Michael Jackson, how come he's not in Vegas? You know, like the Elvis impersonators, you know? So, come on.
Because he's a homeless, crazy homeless degenerate. But, Walt, you bring up a good point, civil rights. I remember when Yankel Rosenbaum was murdered in Crown Heights, they found the first trial, the criminal trial, the kid, I forgot the kid's name, was found innocent. but then they got him civil rights violations. So if this kid, if Penny's not convicted of murder or manslaughter, look for U.S. Department of Justice to go after him also. I mean, this kid, is screwed. And, you know, here's something to think about, folks. This man, Penny, got on a subway train to go about his, go on his business. I seriously doubt that he said, "Oh, let me go grab a black guy and choke him to death with everybody who's got a cell phone. He's gonna put on Instagram within seconds in on Manhattan Island, uh-huh. and you know, see what happens." But anyways, uh-huh. I want to get on this story before the we come to next break. While everybody's talking about Jordan Neely, last Friday, an illegal immigrant named Francisco Oropesa gunned down five people, including a nine-year-old child, with the dreaded AR-15 in Cleveland, Texas. And surprisingly, David Hogg, Gun Grabbers Incorporated, has not gone down to Cleveland, Texas, has not called for more gun control, has not protest, none of that. And the media isn't reporting this horrendous story with the same frequency as Andrew Lester in Kansas City or Jordan Neely in New York City. And surprisingly, as soon as the Neely story broke, this story went away. So you have the dreaded AR-15. You had nine people dead, just shooting up left and right. And the media is not talking about it. But anyways, when we get back, we'll say why the media is not talking about it. Stay tuned here, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmash. The suspect in a mass shooting at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas, is dead. Police say nine people are hospitalized. The suspect, who has not been identified, opened fire this afternoon at the Allen Premium Outlets, a suburb of Dallas. Elaine Penicaro was one of hundreds of people who had to evacuate with her daughter.
I jumped, behind a concrete pole, and my daughter, ran right into the store. Thank God she ran into the store, right away. And then I kind of crawled my way into the store and, you know, started screaming to try to find her. And, you know, luckily I was able to find her.
The victims range in age from 5 to 61 years old. Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey says the shooter was neutralized by a city police officer who was at the mall on an unrelated call. President Biden was made aware of the shooting. And Biden is emphasizing that the debt ceiling and the budget are not operated together. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said the budget proposals have never been tied in with the debt ceiling. The GOP-led House passed a budget proposal last week, and Republicans said they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. Biden characterized the Republicans' budget as, quote, ridiculous. A group of 43 Republican senators, led by Senator Mike Lee of Utah, stand opposed to raising the debt ceiling without, quote, substantive spending and budget reforms. A 15-1 long shot road to glory at the Run for the Roses today. Mage was the winner of the 149th running of the Kentucky Derby. Two fills placed while Angel of Empire came in show. It was a day that was otherwise marred by tragedy as two horses in preliminary races on Saturday had to be euthanized. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop State, Walter Yerkes, 7-5 Radio on the 6th of May. If you just caught the half-hour news, the gunman in Allen, Texas is DOA. Nice job, law enforcement, on the scene. Anyways, back to Cleveland, Texas. You have a man with an AR-15. Now, the media talks about this rifle like it's something that the Terminator uses or something. It's just a semi-automatic rifle shooting 223 rounds. Nothing special. You press a trigger, round comes out. You release a trigger, it recharges. Press it again, here comes another round. Anyways, the media has stopped reporting about this horrendous story because it turns out Mr. Oropesa is an illegal alien. So you have illegal alien killing these five people. You just said, hey, please stop firing your weapons. We got children trying to sleep. So this illegal alien killed these people. He probably should not have firearms in the first place. But since he's illegal alien and the border's wide open, it's a problem. The media buried the story. And they probably think they're lucky stars that the Neely story broke. But anyways, good news is that Mr. Opeza is caught. He is in custody. Unfortunately, he is still breathing. So anyways, you know, it's I don't know where to go with this anymore. Walt, take it away.
You know, the thing that just happened in the mall, it's horrible. But you know what I'm noticing about this the story is that they're not only not identifying the suspect, they're not identifying the suspect's gender, whether he's trans, like the last one was it a few weeks ago at the school. Where they said it was a female, but it was a trans dude.
Yeah, in Tennessee.
You know, you know, so, you know, this world has gone, you know, bat spit. It is out of control. And the more it seems the government says we're cracking down, the more outbreaks of these mass shootings happen. Why they happen, most of the time we don't know, because it's a good thing. Or the purpose just, you know, a psycho like that, the Colorado theater mass murderer. You know, you can't get straight answers out of these people. It's not so much where I want to hear Biden talk about, you know, tougher gun laws. How much more tougher can gun laws get? You know, we've been hearing about this for 40 years. And, you know, right. The big question is, you know, why do you need an AR-15? Well, why not? It's an AR-15 is nothing but a big 9mm pistol. That's all it is. They make it to be some type of monster weapon, you know, that was made by the design of Star Wars sabers or something. It's a 9mm pistol. It doesn't shoot a bullet any faster or any slower or any bigger than a 9mm pistol. So the term AK-47, and you know, it's a horrible thing to have to add drama to the true ongoings of horror in the world. You know, in in the 80s, you know, it was the Uzi, you know. You know, remember Arnold in Terminator? It was in 9mm, yep. You know, the Uzi. It was nothing but a 9mm pistol, you know, with a long magazine. You know, and then the Mac-10s came out. Same thing. You know, these fancy names for this basic weapon. It's these fancy names and numbers that label these weapons or what the attraction is. You know, if you call the AR-15 just the same old 9mm, I bet you'll have less AR-15s out there. AK-47. Rittenhouse bought an AK-47 because it was cool. You see? You know? So if you're buying the weapon because it's named cool, then, you know, name them plain old Jane 9mm. Or make all weapons instead of steel gray, make them all steel pink.
Right. But the round that's coming out of the AR-15 is the 223 round, which goes about 3,300 feet per second, whereas 9mm round goes about 900 feet per second. That's about it. But anyways.
A half a second, you know, you're going to move that fast in a half a second to get out of the way. A gun is a gun is a gun. If it's headed to you, if that bullet is headed for you, there ain't no way you're getting out of it unless you know it's coming. And even when you know it's coming, it's hard to get out of the way. Believe me, I know.
Right. Right. So. Anyways, moving right along, it's worse and getting worse. Sick and getting sicker, Bob Grant used to say. You know, like everybody knows, I was in the U.S. Navy. Is probably the best time of my life. I've learned a lot. I've done a lot. The only downside, I got married. But, you know, it taught me a lot of things, got my act together, because I was just waiting for the day you come home from whatever dead-end job, have an eviction notice on the door. But anyways, one thing that they did stress while I was in was good order and discipline. Whenever there was a Navy function or Navy manuals, always stressed good order, discipline. And, you know, when they did recruiting films or videos on instructions or general military training, they always had sailors who were AJ squared away. They were fit. They had a crisp uniform. They had a close shave. The hair was straight. You know, everything that I was not. And another thing I heard frequently on the deck plates was conduct yourselves accordingly. That meant don't act a fool, don't get in trouble, especially overseas, because laws are different overseas. Certain things that are not crimes in the U.S. are crimes overseas. And, you know, they don't have like a rule of law like they do over here. So conduct yourselves accordingly. Anyways, you had movies starring John Wayne, Tom Cruise, Bradley Cooper that enticed people to join the Navy. Now it's Dylan Mulvaney types. What am I talking about? There is a yeoman or glorified secretary who was picked by the Department of the Navy to make videos for recruitment. And this yeoman in the spare time is a drag queen. I'm not making this up. The U.S. Navy is the Bud Light of branches of military service. You got this kid who is a drag queen. He came out, says, "I'm a drag queen." And he makes videos for the Navy telling other people who like that type of thing to join the Navy, which is just goes against everything that I've learned and appreciated over the years. And I can imagine the goat locker, i.e. the senior enlisted mess, is just losing their mind, because the guys I looked up to in that goat locker were older. They knew they had their porn stashes, to drink coffee and smoke cigarettes all day and night. Some, most a lot of them chewed Tabasco, not Tabasco, chewed your ass out when you messed up and were the king of ball busters. And one guy just reminded me of my father. He's a senior chief. Reminded me of my father so much because he looked, acted, and talked just like my father. And, you know, these guys got respect up and down the chain of command. But anyways, they wouldn't put up with cross-dressing trannies within the ranks. When I was in, we had don't ask, don't tell, which worked. People were obviously, you know, had enjoyed that lifestyle, but they did their job. They didn't bring it to work. They didn't throw it on you. It was a running joke that some of these people who were homosexual would be homosexual. They would, you know, live with their boyfriend or girlfriend. But anyways, but this is, again, the dumbing down and destroying everything that the U.S. Navy stood for with honor, courage, commitment, tradition, discipline, uniformity, and just so on and so forth. But anyways, we come back, we'll get Walter's take on this, and then last story of the evening. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio, we'll be back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we're back. Walter brought to my attention the black man, I believe it's in Oklahoma. I forgot about this. Our buddy Stas sent it to me. Black man in Oklahoma charged with fatally shooting two white strangers simply because they are white. And, you know, that's another thing that the media refuses to talk about, the number of white people just being assaulted, murdered, raped, simply for the color of the skin. I remember 50, 60 years ago, somebody talked against that. But anyways, you know, if we get any more information on that, we'll bring it to you. But real quick, Walt, what's your take on the Navy going recruiting drag queens to recruit other drag queens?
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, that don't ask, don't tell thing, you know, that was what, that's what, 30 years old? Didn't Clinton come up with that? But, you know, that's all worn out. I mean, that don't work anymore. But, you were right, from Jump Street. The military is a dignified arm of the United States that defends us. Okay. Are we going to win wars by our enemies falling down laughing and we take them, as prisoners of war, because they see, stockings running at them. It's going to get ugly. The fella who did this, he's a yeoman, right?
Yep.
Okay, so does that mean there's going to be a new rank called Yo Queen? Yo Girl? With you? I mean, this is just ridiculous. The government needs to nip this in the bud. If you're a drag queen, we don't care. We've already established this radio station doesn't care. However, you can't use that to get what you want, because you're going to make people feel guilty, or you want the left to lean to your side, to your needs, Do what you got to do, and then do what you got to do after hours. It's as simple as that. If I'm in the Navy, and I'm getting undressed in close quarters, I don't want my neighbor taking off his shirt, wearing a bra. it's a dude. You don't need to see that. What's going to happen is the morale in the Navy is going to go all the armed forces is going to go down.
I would imagine just,
You give them an inch.
Go ahead, sir.
It's what I said a week or two ago. They wanted to be recognized as couples. Okay, you're recognized as couples. Nobody cares. Then they wanted to get married. Nobody cares. And now they want to trans. Now they want to adopt. Now they want to have families. Now, and it's always got to be a headline news story. Dudette, just do it. It's allowed now. You don't need permission. It's written into the bylaws. You can get married. You can have kids. You can adopt. I don't understand where everybody's going with this. It's further and further and further. The don't ask, don't tell, should be still in effect. Like I said, if I'm getting undressed in on a ship and I'm in close quarters and I take my shirt off and my bunkie takes his shirt off and he's wearing a bra, that's not exactly going to help my moral thoughts about being in the Navy. It's just ridiculous. We have rights too. Heteros have rights too. And people are seeming to forget that because, transgenders and closet queens and drag queens, they all want to be noticed now. They all want to be, flamboyant. Is this yo man, yo chick, whatever he is now? Is he going to be wearing mascara, at muster? There's a certain code for men. There's a certain code for women. The government, if somebody says you're legally a woman now, well, then you're in the, you dress appropriately. But if you're a dude, and just because you're a closet queen, that doesn't mean you'd be flamboyant out in your uniform. You still have a standard. You still have to salute, not say, I don't have to salute. I'm a lady. This is ridiculous.
Right. But anyways, Walt... want to get to this last story. Hollywood Howard Stern is upset because as he attends New York Knickerbocker games courtside, none of the players on the teams will acknowledge Stern. Players will acknowledge Chris Rock and Tracy Morgan and other black and Spike Lee, but he's upset that nobody's nobody's coming over to say hi to him. Now, mind you, Howard Stern is 69 years old. who's broadcast on Sirius XM Satellite, who's been losing a market share for years. The average player is a black male, 26 years old. So the likelihood of 26-year-old men today listening to Howard Stern is almost slim to none. Now, back in the 80s and 90s, there'd be a very good chance that those 26-year-old men would be listening to Howard Stern. But again, this is his ego getting in the way. And, you know, what's funny is, like, Howard Stern's been going to therapy for years for his egomania and his mental issues. And it hasn't worked, obviously. He's been going there for years, and nothing's gotten better. But it's funny that he's fading into obscurity, and he only has himself to blame. He's turning into Don Imus. But I think it's just so funny that he's upset because these ballplayers don't know who this old man is. Well, what say you about at courtside?
You know, 42 years ago, when Howard Stern was on WNBC in New York, in the he was the afternoon guy. You know, Imus was in the morning, and
right.
And you know, this was well before I was a cop. And you know, I would listen to him on my drive home from work. You know, and you know him, Robin Quivers, and they had on a few guests. You know, they had the. Then they had the cleaning lady on, you know, who happened to be a black female, and they just razzed her half to death, you know, the way she talked and things like that. Then he got into the tranny scene, into having them on his show and interviewing them and asking, you know, the questions nobody else would ask. You know, that's how he became the shock jock, you know, doing things like that. And then he had that TV show at night. And that's when I stepped away. You know, he left. NBC got rid of him, and he went. He went to the FM dial somewhere.
92.3
K-Rock. I can't remember what station it was. Yeah, K-Rock.
92.3 WXRK.
And then from there, you know. Yeah, and then he went. You know, from there, then he ended up in Sirius Radio. You know, something that nobody had. But you know, the guy's had a career. Granted, the guy's had a career. People will pay to see what they want to see. And there's people that want to see him. I personally don't. You know, his claim to fame was when Jane Doornacker got killed in a helicopter crash. I remember I was listening to the radio that day. And, you know, and after that, you know, he just went off the wayside. You know, he got noted because he became popular. And then he abused it. His writers abused it. And that's the way he is. And nobody cares about Howard Stern, what he thinks, what he feels, what his opinions are. You know, he's one of these idiots that probably try to run for mayor or something, throw his hat in the ring for the presidency next year. You know, it's just he's just a celebrity, or I can't even say celebrity. He's an entertainer. That's all he does. He has a group that he entertains. They follow him religiously. God bless you. Right. But don't go to a Knick game and expect to be recognized by people who, you know, are still mourning Tupac's death.
Right. But anyways, we could say Howard Stern is the Bud Light of radio hosts, because back in the day, you know, he talked to, you know, he was on every dial in every RMP, every taxi cab, every fire station, everywhere, for all the working men. But then he became woke. He has Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell on his show, and he puts down people like us that made him a multimillionaire. And that's why he's killing SiriusXM. They had to lay off a whole bunch of people. He's getting $500 million for a five-year contract. Thank God he only has two more years to go before the contract up. And hopefully they just get rid of him, because I don't know which one is the real Howard. Is the one back in the 80s and 90s when he was just trying to, make his mark on radio, or is it this high and mighty guy that's been away for 2 years and thinks anybody that votes Republican and owns guns and drinks beer is a piece of crap, and that he needs to have Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres and Bruce Springsteen in as guests? And you know, and everybody that used to work for Stern has nothing but horrible things to say about him, because he's not a nice person. And so, anyways, I think it's too funny that these kids playing basketball, old enough to be his his grandson. There's like, who's this old guy? This old guy with a wig. This old gawky guy with a wig. They don't know who he is. Just enjoy the game. It's not about you, but everything's got to be about him.
It's Weird Al Yankovic had to. Right. You know, he's a tall, skinny Jewish kid from Long Island. That's it.
Right.
Ain't nothing special about him except his mouth.
Right. And granted, he did some great radio. He made a lot of doors.
He made it good in the late 70s in D.C. and then moved to New York, and it skyrocketed from there. But you don't got to recognize him if you don't want to.
Right. But anyways, we made another week. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you later, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.